Finland and Sweden have formally submitted their applications to join NATO. Both countries have long maintained a neutral stance, but Russia's invasion of Ukraine has prompted them to make what's being described as a historic change.
Every nation has the right to choose its own path. You have both made your choice after thorough democratic processes. You are our closest partners, and your membership in NATO would increase our shared security. The applications you have made today are an historic step.
Our diplomatic editor James Bays is at NATO headquarters in Brussels.
A real change in the political landscape in those two countries, which both had a public opinion opposed to joining NATO before Russia's invasion. Just in the last 24 hours, the Finnish parliament voted, and I think the figures show you how things have changed in Finland, as they have in Sweden. The votes in favour of joining NATO, 188. The votes against, just 8 votes against. So this would then start a procedure, but of course, all of NATO countries have to agree, and Turkey right now has objections to these two countries joining NATO. The key meeting to look for there is in the coming hours in New York. The US Secretary of State will be meeting the Turkish Foreign Minister to try and persuade him to accept these two countries.
The war in Ukraine, and it's not clear what's going to happen to Ukrainian fighters who've surrendered after defending Mariupol's Azovstal steelworks. Ukraine wants a prisoner swap, but Russia wants some to be labeled terrorists. U.S. President Joe Biden has met the families of those killed in a mass shooting in the city of Buffalo. 10 African-Americans were killed in the racially motivated attack in New York State on Saturday. France's President Emmanuel Macron is pushing for a rapid investigation into the killing of veteran Al Jazeera journalist Shireen Abu Akleh. She was shot dead by Israeli forces in the occupied West Bank a week ago. In Sri Lanka, people have been queuing for hours after the government warned it's running out of fuel. The government is short of foreign currency, leading to petrol shortages.